بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يستمعي بيت الحليل وحضرة عطاء بن رباح رضي الله تعالى عنه وهم حضرة ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه said, if you want to I will show you a lady of Jannah. He showed, he pointed towards a black lady who used to get fits, and because of that she asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua for her that she be relieved of that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, if you wish I will make the dua, and if you wish then Allah, if you make sabr, Allah will give you Jannah on that. And she explained further that when she gets her first epileptic attacks, then her body opens up, her clothes fall off. So make dua for that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for that. The narrator of the hadith, Atha ibn Abi Rabah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was one of the eminent tabi'een. He was a hafiz of the Quran and hadith also. He was especially proficient in the laws pertaining to Hajj. All the masail of Hajj, he was very proficient in that field. He narrated hadith from Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. His main hadith were narrated from them. Ibn Awza'i, Ibn Juraij, Hazrat Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Layth rahimahumullah narrated from him. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi once mentioned that none of the tabi'in practiced on hadith to the extent that Atha did. He lived to the age of 80. This hadith teaches us that Jannah is the reward for those who exercise patience through illness. Any difficulties that afflict a person, and a person makes sabr knowing that it is from Allah Ta'ala and accepts it as such, and this does not mean that he does not take treatment, etc. There is no harm in that, but he is happy in that condition in which Allah has kept him. And that then Allah Ta'ala will reward him with the Jannah for that. The hadith also informs us that women are required to cover their entire bodies. Women during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were well aware of this. Hence, the woman in this incident requested Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua that her body does not become exposed when she experiences this epileptic seizures. And then at the same time we should be concerned of the dressing of our woman today. When they, even in their illness, she was so concerned about it. And today, voluntarily, brazenly, how our woman dress, we should be very concerned about that. And the least we can do is make dua. And wherever we can give advice, we should give advice. And where we have a stronger control, we should exercise our control and see that the Islamic mode of dressing, code of dressing is always maintained. Men also, we should maintain our Islamic dressing. We are Muslims, we should not opt to dress like non-Muslims at any time unless for any necessity. Otherwise, whenever we have the choice, then we should be dressed according to the Sunnah way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether we are just at home, whether we are on a holiday, whatever, and where it is possible, and we should try hard that even at our workplaces, if it is not allowed, then as soon as it is allowed, we should come into our own dressing. And here particularly reference is made for women that they should be particular about their dressing. This is a very important aspect of our deen, and for modesty, morality and good social structure, the dressing of women is very, very important, that it must be modest, the teachings of Islam. It is more beneficial and effective to treat an illness by making dua to Allah Ta'ala instead of only relying on medication. There is no harm. We are permitted to take treatment and medication, which is permissible. But at the same time, we should make dua also. That is the main source. Many times it happens, we think we make dua, but we overlook the dua. And we only rely on the asbab, the medication, the medical treatment, etc. Dua is important and we should rely on dua more. However, dua needs to be accompanied by a truthful intention, reliance upon Allah, tawakkul, and Allah consciousness, taqwa, for it to be completely effect. With these three qualities, that is, the consciously we make dua. And when making dua, that conviction that only Allah can do, we have that full tawakkul, that Allah is only the doer, and this, the medication, the treatment we are taking is just a mere means. And also taqwa we have. We are obeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then our du'as are accepted. If we are brazenly disobeying Allah ta'ala, then we can't expect that Allah is most merciful. Still we should make du'a, but that is not the right thing. We obey Allah and then we ask Him, then inshallah there is great hope of its acceptance. If from our parents, our boss, we openly disobey them and we ask them for favors, we really cannot expect that to be accepted. However, if somebody, parents are still so kind, how children are disobedient, yet they do so much, and what they ask for, still they give them also. Allah is most merciful, but the right thing is to be obedient to Allah and to observe His commands and ask Him, then see how Allah Ta'ala will give us. It is superior to practice upon the absolute law, which is called azimah, that is the higher level. That is, as we usually say, to practice on taqwa rather than fatwa. That is, what is azimat, what is the higher thing, that is preferred that we practice on that, as compared to concessionary law, that is rukhsa, where we are given first permission. For example, we are traveling and we make our farz namaz, which is, for example, zuhr 2 rakats. But we have got time, we are not in a hurry, then we should make our 4 sunnat-e-mu'akkada before also. And our 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada afterwards also. Though concession is given, you can miss it out, and we are just sitting around, lazing around, doing nothing. At that time we should make those namazes. Yes, if we are on the way, we are causing inconvenience to our friends, and or we are traveling and other passengers are inconvenienced, at that time, now we just make our 2 rakats of faras. Like that in all matters, where we can, we should try and practice on the higher level of deen, and not just always go for the easy way out. Where Shariat has given permission, and where it is allowed, no problem. But the right way of a mu'min is to try and practice on the higher level. This of course carries much more greater reward. It is permissible to request a pious person to make dua for one who is ill. This is also a great practice, and in fact in the hadith it comes, for Muslims all the time from one another we should ask for duas. This alhamdulillah is still a great practice amongst us, that whenever we meet one another, we ask one another to make dua for us. This is, we should do it also with the niyat of sunnah. And then with regard to who we in our heart we feel is a pious person, whenever we have any problem, we should try and make a way to ask them to make dua. Not just by the way when we meet them, but particularly that we make contact, we ask them, I've got this problem, that problem, please make dua for me. Or I'm going through a difficult patch in life, please make dua for me. This is also a great practice and very, very helpful to alleviate all our difficulties and hardships. May Allah give us the tawfiq to practice on the whole of deen and have the proper understanding of deen.